Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance. They kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears paint-smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston. One of the men puts his arm around the other. And Martin Sheen. The men hold hands. They kiss. The women are on the top tier. They face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris. At the beach house, on the patio, Bud watches a video. Plants surround him.
These things are the best, and I'll tell you why. One of the things these do is they cut ground up and make it easy for you to shovel. It basically does the digging.
Hey, Mom! Mom? Mom?
Hey, Mom, do you have a rototiller?
Well, dang, the rototiller's in the shop. You'll have to use my plow. And don't you forget to put Buttercup back in the stable when you're done.
Mom, you know, I'm doing all of this for you.
Yeah, well, honey, why are you doing this to me?
For you.
What did I say?
I'm back from the beach.
Oh, that boy's gonna help me to death.
Well, if he's gonna be around here all the time, can he do something we actually need? Can I get my shoe out from under the bed?
You know what I really need? A pair of good, strong arms to help me out of the tub. Of course, I'd have to bathe in a bathing suit. I can't get clean that way. I suppose I could buy a bikini, but I don't want him to see me in a bikini either.
Maybe Bud needs a nice mother-son night out on the town. How about tonight? I bet there's a Pink Floyd laser show someplace in San Diego tonight.
Well, first of all, it's in Bakersfield this week. And get your feet away from my fruit. No! And second, I'm not going out. I'm rehearsing here tonight with my two-band throat singing group.
Grace dries her feet on the counter.
No, you're not.
I made snacks.
Please, I want the house tonight. You can sleep in your room, but just stay out of the main house.
Wait, is tonight the night?
If you mean is Guy coming over tonight, then yes.
For sex?
For dinner.
And sex.
Okay, I'm gonna go to Guy's.
No, do it here. The girls and I can meet at Narrant Setzeg's house. You have not had sex in a very long time.
Clank, Bud's out here, hearing you ladies wanting to kill himself. Please stop.
Can we stop talking about this now?
Why are you freaking out? Break down your emotions for me.
Annoyance, irritation.
No, that's what you're feeling about me. I'm talking about tonight. Are you nervous that this will be the first time in 40 years that a straight man will see you naked?
No, because the lights will be off. Matter of fact, I'm going to turn off all the lights in San Diego.
What about vaginal dryness? Are you worried about that?
I am now.
At Robert and Saul's, Robert walks into Bree's old room.
You have two options. Either Brianna's room.
Why don't I just use the dining room table?
I have all of our wedding stuff on the dining room table.
I'll use a corner of the den.
So? Or this room would make a perfect office for
or
you.
I can work from my car.
What is the problem with Brianna's room?
Brianna?
What?
She scares me, okay? Your daughter is terrifying. I don't want to give her any reason to kill me in my sleep.
Robert rolls his eyes. Saul leaves.
Saul?
And as our bodies age, our vaginas stop producing their natural lubricants.
You are just gonna keep talking about my vagina, aren't you?
I wanna show you something.
No, please, no.
Frankie stands.
Oh.
Grace averts her eyes.
Oh, you are such a prude. It's my secret weapon.
No, please, no.
Frankie's homemade yam lube.
That's a lubricant?
Yeah.
I've been putting that on my toast.
Well, that's fine, actually. My gynecologist says you should not put anything in your vagina that you would not put in your mouth. I call it vagicadabra. I'm gonna whip you up a batch. My yam man is coming today.
Wait a minute, you have a yam man?
My friend Jacob, he's an organic grower and one of my top 12 favorite people.
This is my first time with Guy, okay? I don't want to break out the bells and whistles and yams.
It's not a dildo, honey. It's a facilitator, that's all. I also make dildos.
Frankie winks. Grace mouths, oh my God. Frankie sniffs a yam.
Oh, God, how do you do it?
Passion and some really high-quality cow shit. What are all these yams for, anyway?
I'm making a lube for my roommate's
car! It's lube for my car. You know, the pistons are... It's for my car.
Grace, meet my friend Jacob.
Hey.
Frankie's told me so much about your sweet potato booth.
That's odd, seeing as how I'm a yam man.
Are they the same thing?
Rookie mistake.
Vastly different creature.
See, sweet potatoes are actually dicots.
And yam's a prime example of a monocot.
Mm-hmm. God's tuber.
Jacob bumps Frankie.
Don't I feel like an idiot?
Well.
Pale green-colored waves roll against the dark rocks that line the shore. Inside, Frankie punches the TV remote.
Can you make the on-demand happen? I'm wanting to watch something with Lee Marvin in it, but I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Why don't you get your boyfriend to do it?
What?
Mr. Potato Head.
Who, Jake? Yeah. We're just friends.
Just friends? Seriously? Adult men and women can't be just friends.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I'm friends with lots of men. Take my dear friend Tim McGinnis, who gave me my tribal mate gourds. There's never been the slightest suggestion of romance. Of course, he lost his wang in Korea.
Well, I don't know about your Korean friend, but I do know that this friend was flirting with you. God's tubers.
He was not.
You know, maybe if you stop texting your ex-husband every time you feel sad or you see a funny-looking dog, maybe you'd see that this farmer likes you.
You think?
Frankie looks off.
No. Him? Really? With me? No.
Grace drifts away.
Although I do have my charms and a fantastic head of hair. Ah, but he's a Leo. Oh, but he's a Leo.
Frankie looks around. In Bud's apartment, Coyote reads a letter. Hastily, Coyote refolds it.
Loretta's service ferret is in the hall again. God, I hate his little vest.
Coyote puts the letter in a drawer.
Ow! What you doing over there?
Nothing.
It's bills. IKEA sucks. You don't have any bills, and that's Dad's desk. Right?
All right, I gotta get going. I got marching band rehearsal.
Coyote gets his bike.
Oh, hey, could you take the trash with you on your way out?
I think it's your turn.
It's whoever leaves first and doesn't own the apartment. Thanks.
Yep.
Bud drops the groceries and dashes to the desk. On the third tug, the drawer comes out completely. Coyote returns. Bud puts the drawer behind his back.
Forgot my backpack.
Of course you did.
What you doing there?
Hmm?
Your workout routine? Desk lifts?
The drawer tilts. Papers fall. Bud moves the drawer in front of himself.
Look, man.
What are you doing with my stuff?
What are you hiding?
Come on, give me my drawer.
Coyote takes the drawer and retrieves the papers. Bud stands back, hands raised. Evening. Grace and Guy sit on the sofa. Cheese and a bottle of wine sit on the coffee table.
So, how are you adjusting to life in safe, boring San Diego?
You know, a few years ago, I was doing a piece of National Geographic in Central Africa, and our village was overrun by Congolese rebels, so we holed up in this hospital, and I really thought that was going to be the end. But today, trying to get out of the parking lot of Trader Joe's, I was the most scared I've ever been in my entire life. Would you like some more wine?
Oh, please.
Yeah. Mm. You know, they've got an incredible cheese section there. It's the only place I can find the Swedish cheese made from moose milk.
You want to have sex?
Oh, boy, yeah.
Grace leaves the bathroom in a long, silky nightgown. She checks herself in a mirror. Thin straps run from the V-neck to the low back. Sitting on the bed, she poses. She shifts position. She lies on her stomach and crosses her feet. She looks toward the door. She tosses her head.
Ah! Oh, my neck.
She catches the reflection of her bare arm. She slaps the flabby skin. Kneeling on the bed, she turns out the lights.
Grace, can I come in now?
Wait, just a sec.
She stuffs the glowing clock under a pillow and sits on the bed.
Okay.
Oh, boy, it's dark in here.
I know.
I got a little night blindness. Could I have a little light, maybe?
Just one sec. Okay, I'm gonna turn the light on just for one second, and you plan your route, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Under the cover, she turns on the light.
Okay. Good.
Guy's eyes widen. The lights go out.
Just that the old memory isn't what it used to be, so.
Yeah, follow the sound of my hand.
Okay. Ah! Oh, God! Oh, my God! Oh, jeez!
Daytime. Coyote sleeps on the couch. Bud drops a soft football on him.
Boy, band practice must have gone really late.
What do you want, Bud?
I swear to God, I will not put up with any of your bullshit. I'm aware that you have a disease, that you are recovering because there's no such thing as recovered. However,
Coyote throws the ball.
Oh, come on, man! My balls! If you are using, or if you are lying to me, if you're not going to your meetings, well, you can just pack up all your stuff and you can get out of my place that I'm letting you stay for free out of my love for you.
Are you done? Did you get out everything you wanted to say?
Bud pulls a paper from his pajama pocket.
No such thing as recovery, it's safe for free, love for you. Yeah, I'm good.
I'm not using. I'm not lying to you.
Well, then what is going on, man?
Are you sure that you want to know?
I don't know. Yes.
Coyote hands him the letter.
I'm looking for my birth mother.
Bud throws the ball at his head. At the beach house, Grace sits at the table and ponders a piece of bacon. She takes a bite.
I knew it.
Knew what?
Mussed hair, fancy robe, vague aura of shame, night moves.
Right, all right.
Tell me everything. How was it?
No, excuse me.
Sister, I need details. Was it good? How long did it last?
You know something? I don't think this is appropriate.
Did you do it more than once? Is he a cuddler? Did he cry after? Did you cry during? Tell me what happened.
Fine. Well, without going into too many details, I will say that Guy is, you know, slouch in the boudoir.
How's that feel?
Are you doing anything?
No slouch. Okay, what else?
Well, he has a very gentle touch. Ow! Oh, it's my nipple, Guy. It was a delicate dance, really.
Are you there yet?
Where?
Oh, never mind.
Mm-hmm. Not so good, huh?
Overall, I would give the night a solid B. Minus.
Well, it was your first time. Tell me, did you finish at least?
I'm here, right? Of course I finished.
No, I'm not asking. I'm asking, did you have an orgasm?
You are such a child.
That's a no.
In Bree's old room, boxes sit on the floor.
Okay, so the keeper pile will be over here.
Saul, for the last time, there is no keeper pile.
That's actually what's on our family crest.
Hang on a minute. This is your yearbook. I still read things people wrote in my high school yearbook. People say we won't stay friends later in life. In this case, it's true. See you never.
Who wouldn't want to save that?
She throws it in a box.
What do I do with this stack of birthday cards?
They're from your parents. You'd want to save these. They're from when you were a little girl.
Toss them.
So long, poignant memories.
She reaches under the bed and extracts a shoebox labeled Zephyr Intimental. Inside is a green sponge, a shirt sleeve, and some cotton.
Zephyr Intimental's bed.
What are you looking for?
It's nothing.
Saul kneels by her.
Saul, could you get me like a sandwich or something?
Sweetheart, there's no amount of sandwiches that can fill the void you must be feeling right now. Of course, I could whip you up a nice panini.
Great, yes, panini, go! Thank you! I scare him, don't I?
He's terrified of you.
That makes me so happy.
Grace pours vodka.
So were you open with him? Did you tell him what you like? What do you like in bed?
Privacy.
Come on, you've got to speak up or it'll never get any better.
You know what I like in bed? I like for the man next to me to be the right man. Guy is tall, he's full of life, not gay.
Did you remind him that direct clitoral stimulation is essential before, during, and often after penetration?
Yes, I use those exact words. No, I'm 70 years old.
She adds tomato juice.
Actually, I've never once talked about my CLIGO.
Who's the child? It's anatomical. Say the word.
No!
How about if I show you mine?
Clitoris! Clitoris! Oh, clitoris.
Why?
In Bud's apartment.
Why what? Why now? I mean, you're barely a year sober. I mean, are you just looking for some other kind of charge? Fuck you. No. I want to find my mother. Your biological mother. Okay. Because our actual mother, the woman who raised us since we were babies, is going through a pretty hard time right now. So if she finds out about this, it could push her over the edge. Oh my God, would you stop it with the guilt trip, please? Look, I just want to know where I come from. San Diego, the Bergsteins. I want to sit across the table from someone who looks like me. Can't you understand that? No, what would an adopted black Ashkenazi Jew living in San Diego understand about that? Exactly. And you're not curious. Not enough? I mean, what if she's some sort of hooker or a crack whore? Or just someone who didn't want me? Well, the good news is I'm more likely to have a crack whore for a parent than you. Then why do it? I don't know. Look, now that I'm waking up to my life, okay, I can feel this pull. I can feel it from my stomach, Bud. And I don't think that it's going away. Look, you don't have to do anything, okay? This is not your responsibility. I wasn't even gonna tell you. I'm glad that I did. I don't understand why you have to do this, but I do understand that you have to do this. Do you understand? Well, my mom's pretty stupid, so I'm stupid too. You make fun, but that could actually be your mother.
Coyote smiles in the beach house garden.
Well, Bud Garden's like one hell of a lawyer.
Well, it's good of you to take a look. How bad is it?
You might just wait for the next storm and let the sea take it.
Jacob brushes her nose.
You got a great laugh.
Are you thirsty? You want drink? A drink in a cup? Let's see, I have mate.
He leans closer.
I'd love some mate.
And takes her hand.
I have goat milk.
Mate's fine.
Yeah, I'll just go in and get it. Jacob. Jacob. Jacobin. fuck, shit.
Yes, it was nice. Tonight sounds wonderful. Okay. Frankie, well, Guy and I just made plans for him to have another orgasm tonight. Frankie?
You are right. He is flirting.
Frankie, that man is out there literally sowing his oats in your garden.
What am I gonna do? I haven't been in this situation with a man in 40 years.
Well, according to you, just tell him about your clitoris and it'll all be fine.
Oh, why am I asking you for advice?
Well, at least I've had mediocre sex recently. Look, just flirt back a little. You know, see how you feel.
Oh, last time I flirted was 1968. And it was basically, do you want to do it? Sure.
Flirting outside of a hippie sex pile is a little more nuanced. Look, display open body language. You know, ask a lot of questions. You both love dirt. Ask him about that.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah. Men love it when women mimic their body language. You know, and laugh at what he says.
Give me some paper.
Yeah, oh, and tilt your head slightly to the side.
Why?
Well, it shows deep concern about what he's saying.
You mean like my retriever used to do?
Exactly, like Mahatma used to do.
Oh, God.
Bree searches drawers.
Is this what you're looking for?
Robert holds up a stuffed woolly mammoth.
Zephyrin Amino, where did you find him?
I had him. You know, when you went away to college, I just kept him.
You kept him for me?
For me, too.
And you didn't wash him.
He never liked baths.
Do you remember when you did that operation on his eye?
We almost lost him.
You had a steady hand.
You don't get this with boys.
So?
Bree wipes a tear.
But then the water can't get in there. That's why you got to aerate the soil.
Frankie tilts her head.
That is so fascinating.
She tosses her hair. He stirs his drink. She stirs hers.
So where did you go to school?
Humboldt State University.
Oh, Cornhuskers.
Lumberjacks.
What the fuck am I doing?
Are you all right?
No, Grace had this stupid idea that you were flirting with me, so I tried to flirt back. You couldn't tell.
I thought you were having a stroke.
I'm terrible at this.
I've got an idea.
Damn, that's some good cheever.
I cross-pollinated a super strain of White Widow and some Hindu Kush. I call it...
He takes a hit. He frowns.
God damn. I'm totally blanking. Can't remember what I call it. So I was at car rental.
What?
You know, you were making a lubricant for Grace's car.
Oh, right. That was a lie. That was personal lube for Grace's person.
Is it any good?
Best damn yams, best damn lube.
Oh, I gotta go. That's for you.
Wow, nice.
For the record, Grace was right. I was flirting.
He leaves. Frankie smiles.
Is it okay that I'm using your copy of Toxic People as a coaster?
Well, it's actually Frankie's, but she keeps leaving it out for me, so have at it.
Guy kisses her.
This is all I've been able to think about.
Me too.
He takes her hand and gets up.
Oh, hey. I brought a flashlight.
Good planning.
She withdraws her hand.
I'm sorry. Is this not what you want?
Yeah, no, I am. Remember these? Do you remember?
Well, of course I do. I didn't realize you were a vinyl lover.
Well, they're Frankie's. She's not so much a lover of vinyl, but she just can't open CDs. Would you dance with me?
Grace, I've got two left feet.
It's okay, I'll lead.
She takes his hand and leads him to the patio.
Wow, that's nice, isn't it? Isn't it beautiful?
She puts a hand on his shoulder.
Oh, boy.
Put your hand here.
Right here?
A little lower.
Like that.
Perfect.
His hand rests just below her small waist.
Can you come a little closer?
He does. Then squeezes her butt.
Take your time.
Make it easy.
Fade to black.
Up next, The Invitation. Brianna tries Frankie's homemade organic beauty product. Robert finds out about Guy and Grace. Frankie tries to set boundaries with Sol.